We're going to go in the Rambam. We're not wasting. Okay, here we go. Rambam, Hilchos Shmura, Perek Daled, Halacha, Hey.
Only the cows get killed.
We have two more today and one more class to finish up.
So Sunday?
God willing. Okay, we'll be discussing what do you do with a child or a child of a tamura. So far we've done Shlomim, we've done Chatas, we've done Asham.
But we have
so what's left is the Ola.
There's
not one that's left. And there's a couple more, but the main ones.
Yeah.
Okay, it's halachay.
And the Pesach offering.
Okay, we're now talking about the Ola. Remember, Ola must be what gender?
It must be
a male. Zohar. Gotta be a male. So let's take this carefully here. Okay. Yeah, but it sounded very clear.
No, it sounded very secure, like Paul.
It wasn't clear.
Okay. Parenthetically, the tamura of an Ola could be a female. If you did a tamura, it would be a tamura, although you wouldn't bring it as an Ola.
Right.
But it could.
Can you do a tamura on an opposite sex one?
I just told you.
He said.
I just told you. I just said.
We haven't thought of that before, though.
Well, we're telling you now.
We've been doing this for like a week. We haven't thought of that.
Well, we're telling you now. Okay, anyway.
So late than never.
Vlad, okay, let's get it clear now. A tamura, okay, you have an ola, has to be a zohar. Now look at the first three words here. You'll see what's happening here. Vlad, the child, tamuras of a tamura. Ha'ola of an Ola.
Right, that's how you know it had to be a female.
So right away. So the Ola was a male, the Tamura was a female, a female had a kid.
Right.
So that's already a little bit not, you know, but it's still a Tamura. That's right. What I'm saying. It's still a Tamura. So that's the Vlad Tamura Sa'ola. U Vlad Vlada and the children under that.
Do they all have to be male children?
Doesn't matter. We will see. We will just keep Ad Ha'olam. Forever. Hare elu ko'ila. They are like an ola. Vehem atzmam yikrivu ola.
Wow.
And they too can be brought as an ola. Even though I say, wait a minute, we talked about those shlomim and the kids and the grandkids and the great-great-grandkids and the shlomim.
And the
great-grandkids, so you can't bring them at all. You kill them. Well, how come we're not killing all the great-great-grandchildren? Remember, the difference is the shlomim you could eat. You can benefit. But an ola, what would you benefit by bringing an ola?
Zippo.
They're just getting burned up completely
Zippo.
Anyway. So let's get this straight. Let's understand what's happening here. The Ola is a male. You do a tamura on the Ola, and let's say it was a female. Okay, the tamura is a good tamura. Remember, the original korban, the original Ola was a good Ola. That's what we have to start in point is always the original korban. We're going to talk about in a minute, what if you separated a female for an Ola? But right now we're starting at a good Ola. It's a male Ola. You did a tamura on a female. But the original Karmel Ola was a male, and had a valid Kedusha.
Yes.
So therefore, the tamura has Kedusha.
100%.
But the tamura itself obviously cannot be brought as
if
a Korban. What would you do with the female? If nothing else happened, what would we do now with the female?
Let it get a blemish.
Let it graze.
Wait for it to get a blemish.
Yes.
And then redeem it and bring the Korban Ola with it.
Right. A male.
Yes.
Okay. Don't buy a female.
Okay, so now, so if the tamura itself has kedusha, but can't be brought because it's a female, so any kids she has, it's the tamura's ola is an ola. And there's nothing, all boys now, because obviously girls aren't going to help us, but all boy kids, right, can be brought as an ola. Because the original korban was a male.
Yeah.
There was original valid 100% kedusha to bring it. The tamura, even though she was a female, she carries that kedusha, but has the technical difficulty, cannot be brought. So now if she has a kid, she can transfer to the kid that same kedusha that she took from the original ola. And now the kids and the kids and the kids can't be brought.
Can't be kids and kids because they'll be a female.
You understand what we mean.
We understand.
All male descendants.
No, I'm saying there wouldn't be another generation.
There could very well be.
Well, as if there's a female. Paul, and then a female is a male.
Then.
The tamura has a boy and a girl. The boy is an ola. The girl gives birth to a boy. The boy is an ola again.
Always the man, oh, really? Okay.
All the way down.
Great,
it all came from the tamura. Now, really, with the shlamim, theoretically, they could have all been shlamim, but the rabbis decreed, we don't want you making flocks. But all of us, go make all the flocks you want. They're all going to Hashem anyway, so you're not getting anything out of it.
So, wait, I just want to understand, the ones that are females, are they just grown? Are they just regular? Or?
No, no. They still have kedusha. They got to wait for a blemish, and you sell them, and
that's why they're children.
Bring an ola.
And their children, Shelly, are.
But this is where we at least got the first base with the right animal to begin with. We had an ola, it was a male, everything was fine and dandy. Now we're going to flip the situation, and we're going to say like this. Hefrish nekeva. Now we're starting from the beginning again. You take a female, separate it, and say, Lalosa, I want this to be an ola.
Oh, you already missed that.
So you're already behind the eight ball.
You already missed that.
There is a certain degree of kedusha, certainly a certain degree of kedusha, but nothing, it cannot be brought as an ola at all. So hefrish nekeva lalosa, veyolda, and now it gave birth.
So boy.
Afal pisha yolda zohar, even though it has a male, it's a male. So it's a male child of an
ola.
Animal that was designated an ola, but shouldn't have been designated as an ola. Valacha is yira achibobomum. It's got to wait till it gets a blemish. V'yavi b'dama v'yabai an ola. And guess why? Because that's the same thing you would do to the mother.
Yeah.
Since the mother cannot be brought, so the mother, the original one, doesn't have enough kedusha to be brought. We start from the original; it can't be better than the original. So the original was a male, and it could be brought. So you got genes of an animal ola being brought as an ola. Okay, you redeemed. You did a tumor on a female. Technical difficulty. You can't just bring it, but the original kedusha is good enough kedusha to bring. So therefore, her kids you bring. An ola. But if the original one could not be brought, because it's a female ola, and you got to wait for a blemish, then even if it gives birth to a male, that there's nothing wrong with it at all, theoretically, but it's coming from genes of, we'll call it, it's got, cannot be brought as a korban, it can never be brought as a korban.
If you...
That's a pretty clear idea.
Yeah, that's good. But I'm just thinking, if you designate a female for an ola, yep. And you can't,
so we wait till it develops a blemish.
Yeah. But should it be as if you did nothing? Because
no.
You couldn't do it in the first place. You
no, but the species, it. The species.
But it's, we've done something to something that you can't do. So don't we normally say you've done nothing?
Well, the only problem is you can't bring it.
Like
but your words are very powerful. Now, if you did it on a donkey, no, but remember the species can bring. It's one of the species. Males and females are still the same species. A sheep's a sheep. Male, female, it's still the sheep cat. That's the rule. If it's in the family, if you did it on a donkey, it doesn't work because it's nothing.
If you did it on a deer, it wouldn't work.
A deer wouldn't work. But okay, now the Rambam just recaps something that he assumes you've known, that I've spoken out many times, but he never spelled it out, so he's going to spell it out. Kfar B'yarna B'meshach, as I already explained in the laws of Ma'aser Korbanos, Shekom Mokom Shonim, whenever we say the words, Yiplu L'Nedavi, wait till it gets a blemish, and it falls for a Nedava, I hope you've been having a Rebbe that's been explaining to you all along this way, that what do you do with it? Hushi Yitein Hamos Pashov, that's where the Asham, remember the Tmur on the Asham, what happens to it? Through the Ashen, you redeem the money and you buy public olos.
Yeah, yeah.
So that whenever I say yiplunav, it falls as a nodava, I mean to say, what do you do with the money? Hushiyitan amos bashofaros. You put the money when you sell it into these boxes. Shahayu b'mikdash. The boxes that were shaped like a shofar, narrow at the top, wide at the bottom.
Right.
Okay, that's not exactly a shofar, but the shofar is narrow.
An inverted shofar.
Right. We're explaining shkolim. Comment. We explain how many boxes are there, etc., etc. You put the money in the boxes. Ubezdi makrivin beosan amos and brings offerings from that money. Olos nedava, public olos, when the mizbech is not busy,
right,
we don't want to lay empty, downtime. Whenever it's downtime, let's just bring an ola until the next guy comes up to bring from. So that's the public, that's what it meant. And now, of course, the ola has to go with nesachim.
Yeah.
Now remember, you made a tmur on an oshim, let's say. That tmur, you have to let it get a blemish, sell it, and now you have to bring money. How much money? Only money for the Corbin.
Right, the extra.
But what about the libations that go? That's a lot of extra GST, PST, all these extra taxes, right? Viniskeyam, but the libations, Michel Zieber, they're already coming from the congregational coffers. And also, Venatuna Smicha. You don't need Smicha on this animal as it's a public offering. But that's when it says the money yiplu nedava. When I say that it itself is brought as an ola, let's say the tmura is brought as an ola, o yavi bidmav ola, or I sell it and buy with its money an ola, I raise to una smicha and a second shal. It needs smicha, it's a private one, and you have to bring the libations and the whole thing. It's just clarifying that which we've already explained. Okay, moving on. So we've got children of and Tmura and children of the Tmura of Shlomim, Chatas, Asham, Ola. Next, we're going to deal with Meiser and Bechor that are usually linked together. They're very much compared to each other. So now you have Meiser. The tenth animal goes to the corral. Right at that point, you put the little red paint on it. It's holy. And what's gotten to that Bechor? You got to bring the base mixtures of Corbin, right? If it develops a blemish, then you can eat it in your own house. So now let's say this Vlad, this Meiser animal now it could be boy or girl, the 10th one, either one, boy or girl. So now you made it 10th, and now she gives birth to a baby before you're able to bring it as a Corbin. So Vlad HaMeiser, right? And also, Uvlad Tmuras Meiser, or if you make a Tmura on the Meiser, okay, so that's one grouping, which we know that you don't bring them because Tmuras Meiser isn't brought
ever,
either.
Ever.
We already learned from a pasuk that says only it and not that.
That's right.
So, again, regular Meiser is brought. But the Tmura of Meiser is not born. The Vlad, the children of the Meiser directly, or the children of the Tmuras Meiser, and for that matter, let's continue, Vlad Tmuras HaBechor, the child, that's a Tmura of a Bechor, you had a Bechor, did a Tmura, that did a Vlad, but it doesn't say the Vlad of a Bechor. I wonder why. Why does it not mention Vlad of a Bechor? Trick question.
Because it's a male?
Because a Bechor has to be a male, so can't have a child. All right?
Okay.
Right? Vlad Meiser, Meiser, the 10th animal could be male or female. So we could say Vlad, a child of Meiser.
But a man.
We could say of children of a Tmuras Meiser, I could say. I could say that the child of a Tmur and a Bechor, but I can't say the child of a Bechor. That's why the Rambam left that out.
Sorry, did we say the Tmur of a Meiser?
Cannot be brought.
Ever.
It's excluded. Special exclusion of Pasuk.
So what is it?
It's not brought.
But it's child. But the child of
the Tmura already can't be brought.
But what's the child of the Tmura?
So even less.
Can't be brought.
That's what I thought.
Well, let's keep reading. Vlade Vlad Asab and the children, great children, great great grandchildren, out seven until the end of time. Arey look, you can't bring any of these.
Okay.
What do you do? Elayiro, they graze at Sheep Obahamum until they develop a blemish. And then when they develop a blemish, they're like a Bechor or Meiser that has a blemish. They yechalu ka Bechor. You eat it like a Bechor or ka Meiser. Shenafel has mum. And therefore, what happened? No. Therefore, valdos tmuras a Bechor. The children of a tmur Bechor, who eats them?
The
Kohen. A Kohen gets a Bechor. Valdos Meiser or tmuras. But what about the children of the tmuras of a Meiser that belongs to a Yid? Lebalva goes to the owner. So, and we're not concerned that he's going to grow flax. Why? What about children? What about flax? The answer is, it's a Bechor. It's not a problem. It's always going to the Kohen. So if you let a bunch of flocks, so you have to give it the coin anyway. What about Meiser? The more answers, well, you have what? But that's very uncommon. It's a very uncommon thing. So it's very, a Meiser animal. Since it's more says, since it's more uncommon, we don't make a decree on a less common situation.
Well, I mean, why would we wait for to get a mum? Like, it may not get the mum.
Because you can't bring it. You can't bring them.
Well, we can't wait either, because it may not get it, right?
What's your option?
That's some kedushin, right?
If you can't, it's holy and you can't bring it. What are your options?
You have no options.
The only option is you got to wait till it gets a blemish.
Now, can I ask the question?
And then you eat it So then you eat the original animal with the blemish, like a bechor or miser. And that's all. You don't have to redeem it or anything. You just wait till it gets a blemish.
Okay.
Once it has a blemish, it doesn't have to be brought. Bechor and miser generally have to be brought as korbanos. Now you put kedusha in them, but you can't bring it. So just wait for a blemish. It's like any other miser bechor that has blemish. You could eat it. That's a simple solution.
So could I ask...
You could ask a question. So I don't know if I could answer it.
Eli Yeru Achi Pol Bahemum. You know, we're at the top of...
Yeah.
Okay.
And you eat it.
Yes.
Okay. So what's
so
the problem?
Then we say, L'darot Trumuras HaBachor L'Kohen.
No, Vlad is just saying, he's just repeating now, who gets to eat it. That's all he's saying.
But he says, the Trumuras HaBachor go to the Kohen.
Of course.
But it's already developed a blemish.
So...
We said if it develops a blemish, you can eat a bechor. If it develops
because
a blemish,
I think
eat it.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
The lebam shem lekain vol yisrael. Ah, I guess some have a different girsa.
Oh,
what
does it take my mind?
Some are different. So I don't know. That's a problem. That's a good question.
It says in the pasuk here,
but when your bechor develops a blemish, the Yisrael eats it, not the coins. So why is it saying the Kohanim over here?
It says for the generations, the exchange of the bechor, the Kohanim eats. But he can't, because we already said the Yisrael eats it.
So it's interesting. The Gemara just you. The Mishnah says Yochlu b'mumun laba'alim. The owners get to eat them, right? So the Rambam saying. Rambam, the Mishnah that says this halacha just says in all these cases you wait for a moment and the owners eat it. That's what the Mishnah says. The Rambam interprets it. That means to the Kohen when we're talking about a Bechor and not the Yisrael. Then the commentaries say, but Tosva says it means the Yisrael. So it's a big question on the Rambam. Okay, you got a good question, Martin. Good question, no answer. Okay, moving on to the Korban Pesach. Remember the Korban Pesach, Tmura Korban Pesach. Remember a couple days ago we said it depends when you did the Tmura, before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Before Chatzos, can't even bring the animal as a Korban Pesach. After you could, yeah. So it'd have a little shtickle business with a Pesach, but not completely. So now let's go to the children of a Tmura on a Pesach. Okay, now the Korban Pesach has to be Zohar.
Male.
So it's like the Ola, in that respect at least. Okay, so what do? You make a tmura on a Pesach. Okay, already said what the halacha is a tmura, but then it has a kid. So now what did you do then?
That's a short period of time.
You made a tmura.
That's
well, it could have been pregnant, or whatever.
We got a short period of time.
Well, you did a tmura on a Korban Pesach 6 months in advance.
Okay.
Right? So anyway, so you had a Korban Pesach, which was a Zohar. You did a tmura on it, which was a Nekeva. It's already a bad thing to do. And now it had a kid. So what's going to be the status of this kid? Now remember, the original Kedusha was okay. It was okay, because it was a male. So he says this, it's Kitmura Sapesach. It's like the Tmura on a Pesach. Tmura Pesach is never going to be brought. Question is, when do you, can you redeem it straight off, or you have to wait for it to get a blemish? If it's before the time of a Korban, the time for Chatzos, you have to wait for the blemish, and then sell it, and then buy another Shlomim. Right. If it's right after the time to bring it, then you could just sell it straight off. So it's like this. Im hoisa imo kreva shlomim. If the mother, the tmura, was able to be brought right away as a shlomim because you did it after chatzos.
Right.
Could be right away brought as a shlomim. That's, remember, if you make a tmura on a Korban Pesach, if it's the time where you could shecht it already, so there's a good strong. You can't do a tmura to be a Korban Pesach, but you can make it a shlomim right away. Since the mother, the tmura come in right away, so the kid could be a shlomim right away.
So that has to be a very narrow time frame.
Yeah, vlad. Well, yeah, it has
to be born right after midday.
No. As long as the mother was made the tmura after midday, she could have the kid 5 months later. Because the mother is a tamura, that's a shlami.
Okay, right, right.
So now the kid is going to be like the mother.
So it doesn't matter when she...
As long as the mother did a tamura after chatzos,
got it.
She already has
it's
a little stronger kedusha,
and
keep you running time.
Okay.
But in ha'isa dina shetimar, but if the halacha was that the tamura happened before chatzos, where now you can't bring the animal right away, but you have to wait. You got to wait till it gets a blemish. You got to sell it. The avid mer shlamim, so the same thing, aflada, her kid, nim kaviyavi b'damer shlamim, you wait for a blemish, sell it, and you bring a korban shlamim. Now that's it. It's almost like the ola, same thing we said. So let's take the next case. What if you separate a korban pesach as a female, which you can't bring at all?
So the whole thing
from the get go, and now you're going
to
do a tamura on that. So here for shnikeva l'pischa, what if you separate a female, which you're not supposed to do? Right. All right. The yolda. Now, you forget about tamura. You just separate a female, and it gave birth. Let's say, after you separate, it got pregnant, and it gave birth. Or, oshi fish verse, or you separate the female as it was pregnant. Well, you can't bring this female. What's the law? You got to wait till it gets a blemish, and then redeem it for a shlamin, right? Or really, you could do something else. You'll see in a minute. You could buy a korban pesach with it still.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So he uvlada the mother and the child yiru. You let it graze. Actually, one moment, it's a blemish. But you have a man pesach. You could bring up korban pesach on it because it was the pesach. This is not the tmur of the pesach. This is the pesach.
That's insane.
Just like with a female ola. Female ola, what do you do?
Let it graze.
Get a bunch of buy a male ola.
Yeah.
Same thing, you buy a female ola. The im
nishar.
Right, but that's if it's in time for Pesach.
Yeah.
What if im nishar in a cave is out after Pesach? Oh, what did you, we kept it till after Pesach? You didn't sell, you doing anything. Oh, she older after Pesach. The kid was born after Pesach. Then you can't bring a korban Pesach anymore.
No, we got some.
Tire, you let it graze, uflada, and the child also grazes. Ashuva mum till you get a mum, for yovin mem shlamim, now you bring a shlamim. You can't bring it as a
Pesach,
you bring it as a shlamim. Okay, halacha ches and tes are very.
Can you eat the meat?
Yeah,
shlamim, you can eat a lot of it.
It's a big kiddush.
You can eat as much as the korban pesach, really, just about. Yeah. Okay, now, the next two halachas are short and easy. Okay, which is the same halachas of any korbanos, for that matter. Vlados ha-kachim. In other words, the child of the following cases of kachim, where there's a problem with the kachim itself, so the vlad has the same problem. Let's say an animal that is comes out as a cesarean. Can you bring it as a korban? No. Okay, that's been excluded from other sources already.
Yeah.
So therefore, guess what? If she came out as a cesarean, right, and this is and you made it hectic.
No, vlad is hectic.
No, vlad. I'm sorry. Let me do that again. You made the animal kodesh.
Yes.
And now it gives birth to a child. Cesarean.
By C-section.
Cesarean.
By C-section.
Okay. So the mother, let's say, was a shlamim. Yeah, but now the kid is a shlamim cesarean section. So vladus hakachim, the child of kachim. Now here's the problem with the kid. She also derechov and came out C-section. Oh, the kid that comes out from Kachin Shalda Tumtum is a Tumtum. You don't know what the gender is. Vandrogonus has got both gender identifications. Vikilaim, he comes out as a hybrid. Let's say the mother was the lamb and the other one was the goat, a mixture of a sheep and a goat.
Yeah.
So it comes out as a mixed marriage. Utrefa, or it comes out as a trefa, right? Hare elu yipadu, you got to redeem them, right? Got to redeem them. The yovin may korban, you take the money and buy a korban. Haroi lahavi bidnei vlad shalzu, whatever you could buy normally for the kid of such an animal, depending on the type of animal it is. Let's say a chatas, you got to kill it. But a shlamim, you could buy a shlamim. So depending on what the halacha of the normal mother would be, if it was a normal kid, you could do the same thing with that. Simple halacha. Tess is also simple halacha. Vlad balas mum. You're talking about a child that developed a mum after it was made hektish. What does it mean? There was an animal that you made the animal hektish, then it got a mum, and then it had a kid. A little bit different. You made a regular animal, made a shlamin.
So it's good.
Fine.
It was
but
all
now
good.
It's got a mum.
Now it's not good.
Right? You made it holy. It's got a mum.
And then it has a child.
Right? And then it has a kid before you redeem the mother.
When you made it,
before you redeem. If you redeem the mother, then it's chumen.
Doesn't matter.
All right? Very interesting. So how do we treat the kid? Do we treat it as a blemished kid?
I don't think so, because it's when you made it, Hekdesh.
Right? Remember, the mother was a shlamim. Perfect shlamim. Perfect.
So I think
now it got a mum. Okay, sure. Can't bring it. And we should redeem it, take its kedusha. But we didn't redeem it yet. And while you're waiting, it gave birth to a kid.
I think the kid's fine to bring.
So harehu kivlad hatzmim, we consider the child of an unblemished animal, l'chol dover v'yikrav haroilo, and you bring it as it's fit. We don't reckon with the blemish at all. Because the blemish has nothing to do with the kid.
Before it became...
Right. If it was before, then it only had betta kabayis kedusha b'gimeth. If the mother had a blemish first, and you're makdish, it couldn't be more than betta kabayis.
Yeah.
So the kid can't be more than betta kabayis. And the final shorty over here, kachim, let's say an animal that is kaddish, everything's fine, shepil, but she miscarries. Oh, shilya, or just expels a placenta. So what do you do with the miscarriage and the placenta? They are kaddish. But what can you do with it? Make chopped liver with it?
No. You
have to bury them. Yeah. They're usher, but no, they have a kedusha, but there's nothing you can do with them. You have to bury them and they're done. Sunday, we'll finish with God's help. Korbanot.